Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today is Friday, and it's been an interesting week because we basically early in the week went through Halloween and then All Saints Day and then All Souls Day yesterday, and now of course it's Friday. So this is our first day where we're kind of back on ordinary time, and I'm not going to talk about the readings as I do that for the morning show, which you can hear at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. But I think there's something I wanted to speak about. I think it's important for us to understand this. And, you know, if you have someone who you think should listen to this, you're welcome to do so. But, I look at different things on the internet. And of course, you know, I'm a writer, so I write different things on the internet as well, in different things. One of the things I'm writing now, I used to write for Medium, but I found that they just weren't, there were certain people that would always be read and other people who weren't. And I was always in the never read section. And I think it was a lot that I wasn't part of the message they were looking to promote. So I've moved over to Newsbreak, and you can find my articles there. Just starting to have a few articles, and mostly they're just news articles. I don't necessarily write on the church. There's a couple of those in there. But I just write news articles. But anyway, so I write on the internet, but I also read on the internet. And I'm reading an article that was found on The Blaze, and it is talking about these two Las Vegas teens who, you may have seen the story, they killed a retired police officer, not because he was a retired police officer, they didn't know who he was. He was a retired man who was riding his bike on the road, and he was, you know, they were driving a stolen car, and they basically played, I think it was, what was, Death Race 2000, a big movie that came out in the 70s where it was people were driving cars and killing people on purpose and stuff like that. If I got that plot right, actually, now that I think about it, I better make sure I get that plot right, or maybe the producer will call me. Okay, I checked it. Yes, I was dead on right. So anyway, so they were playing this basically Death Race 2000 game, and not literally that, but essentially doing the same thing. And they happened to kill this man. They were driving a stolen car and killed this man who was simply riding his bike, and he happened to be a retired police officer. And they apparently, allegedly... Now, of course, all this is alleged, so allegedly they did all that. They recorded themselves doing this, allegedly, which obviously means that, among other things, as is common among people who commit all kinds of crimes, that they are not the brightest bulbs on the circuit. So, in any case, they are doing this, and their whole attitude, allegedly, they said something along the lines of, you know, because we're juveniles, we're not going to be doing time. We'll be out in 30 days. Well, guess what? They are looking at a trial that will give them a life in prison because they're too young to be given the death penalty. And I don't believe in the death penalty, so that works. But they're too young to be given the death penalty, but they could end up with maximum life in prison. By the way, if I'm not wrong, I could be wrong here, but I think Nevada, their death penalty is by firing squad. Wasn't Gary Gilmore executed in Nevada, and it was by firing squad. So I could be wrong there. But anyway, they may be looking at life in prison. So there's a picture of them on The Blaze, and by the time you've seen that, it might have been moved off. But they're kind of, it looks like there's a close-up picture of one of them. They're both tattooed. That's a warning sign. They could be gang members, and I'll talk about that in a second. But one of them looks like, as he looks at the camera, he's covering his face, He looks like he's smiling. You kind of get a sense that you can't see his mouth at all, but just the way he's looking, he looks like he's smiling. And they said that he was flipping off the victims and he was basically just kind of laughing about it and stuff. Okay. You do realize that that is the classic image of someone who goes to hell. Now, it doesn't mean that they will go to hell. There's plenty of time for them to repent, which is why I don't believe in the death penalty. But that is the classic scenario of someone who is on their way to hell, because they've committed a grave, deadly sin, as St. Paul called them. And in the church, we call that a mortal sin. They've committed a grave, deadly sin, and they're completely unrepentant, allegedly. So we're looking at it. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, ST, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. We're back, and we're looking at this story that I saw on The Blaze. The story itself, the title of the story, the headline is Las Vegas Teens Accused of Running Over Retired Police Officer Chief in Stolen Car Continue Laughing in Courtroom, Taunt Victims Grieving Family. So anyway, what I was saying before the break is that is the classic scenario of someone who is going to hell. Now, the whole thing, and that's an important focus to look at, the court system, the way it's supposed to be set up, the court system, the prison system are all designed, as we know from a human perspective, to separate people like that out from the population and possibly, if possible, to rehabilitate. Now, but on the spiritual level, they are designed to lead them to repentance, because without repentance, the sentence is 1,000 times worse. And I've counseled people who have been victims of people like this, and my expression is when they're in prison, they will be in the best place they can possibly be for all eternity. What that actually means, it's say, well, prison's not supposed to be the best place. No, that's my point. That as prison is for them, once they die, if they haven't repented, then things get enormously worse. So they will be in the best place they can possibly be until they die. And then in which case it gets a lot worse if they have allegedly done this, if they are convicted, and if they don't repent. Now, the image, there's all kinds of images of what hell is like and everything else, but the one image we can determine what hell is like is looking at what Jesus did to make sure people didn't end up there. So if you see that great suffering that he went through, then you can see how bad it is. This is what he did to make sure you didn't end up there. So putting it this way, I'll bring it up again. There is the famous picture from The Shining that I've never understood. I don't want to go into giving too much of endings, but the famous picture of The Shining of the bar and the people in the bar having, I've never understood that ending, because it's like, okay, they spend the eternal life in a bar having a good time. Don't see anything scary about that. But at this scenario, when you look at what Jesus suffered on the cross, you go, they're not. What they're looking for, if they don't repent and they die without repenting, is not eternity in a bar by any stretch of the imagination. And so you're actually looking at this. Now, some of you who might be my age, I'm a baby boomer, as you know, may remember the Manson trial. And if you remember, very similarly were the women who were in support of Charles Manson, because they were caught up in his spell, and they were celebrating Charles Manson, right? And, you know, if you remember, they shaved all their hair off and they were all celebrating Charles Manson. Very similar. When I saw this picture in The Blaze, I went, that reminds me a lot of that scene from 1970, actually, during the Manson trial. And again, and you look at some of the people who ended up being sentenced to life in prison, Leslie Ann Houghton, for example, who was a young Catholic girl who went to California and ended up connected to Charles Manson, and everything went downhill from there. But someone who came to repent of what she had done. She spent her whole life in prison, and that's the best hope she could have, because if she died soon after that scene was taken, she would be in hell. And so that's something that these teenagers need to know, and they're probably gang members as well. We'll talk more on Monday.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.